and thank all of you for being here today. This is an extraordinary outpouring of support. You know, we're here joined together by some of the bravest people that could ever we could ever be honored to have support us. And I want to thank the public safety officials that are here, fire, police. I want to thank their families in particular. Their families who join with their sacrifice, and extend my greatest gratitude for that sacrifice to Sean's family. Coming from a police family myself, I remember before cell phones, I had the phone near my bed during the night, and when my brother would have the midnight shift and that phone would ring late at night, my mind shifted to the unthinkable, the horrific. Fortunately, that never occurred, but to all of us here, last Thursday, that call came in. We lost one of our finest. And in an era when people are looking at what's in it for them, what do I get out of this? Sean Gannon was a giver. He was a giver. And in the last 2 days, we heard time and time again the gifts of his giving. Whether it's people he knew from New Bedford, he grew up with, whether it's his students that he served with and went to school with in Stang and North Dartmouth, whether it was the police officers he spent a summer working with and learning from in Nantucket, whether it was his colleagues in Stonehill College and his mentor, former Chief Peter Carnes. And of course, he gave to young children. He and his canine friend and partner, Nero, were seen all the time in schools, talking to children, giving them advice. He gave as a big brother, mentoring a young child who I read gave him the ultimate compliment that he too would like to grow up and serve the way Sean did as a police officer. We've lost one of our finest. Yet, he's not just one of us. Sean was something bigger than that. Sean was someone we should aspire to be, to move forward with our own lives, to learn from his life, to learn from a giver who ultimately, last Thursday, gave all that he had to sacrifice his own life to keep us safe. It might seem he's been taken from us all, but I will challenge all of you here this evening, and all of you that knew and loved Sean, especially Dara, a person, a giver herself, working with the Cape Cod Foundation and joining together in lives of giving. I challenge you all, take their example. Be a giver. Whether it's mentoring a young child, helping a young boy or girl, whether it's helping a senior citizen, helping a neighbor, do something in your life to be a giver. If we all commit ourselves to do that, then Sean Gannon will still live, still be with us, still inspire us, still make us proud.